And I'll let her come on up and introduce herself.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Xiaoyun. I'm from National Yangming University in Taiwan. My study is association between obesity and injury among Taiwanese adults. Okay, there is no relationship to this course. Okay. There's no relationship to discuss our study. Okay, it is well known that obesity is one of the main threats to public health and is also as a risk factor for coronary disease. And it is estimated that more than 1 billion adults worldwide are overweight and more than 300 million adults are obesity. Therefore, obesity is really a hard issue, and aside from coronary disease, excess body mass may also increase the risk of injury, like sport injury, motor vehicle injury, unintentional injury, workplace injury, strains, and contusions. And in addition, previous study. Previous study have also reported that a low BMI is associated with injury and fractures. And however, most previous study to evaluate the relationship between obesity and injury were most from Western country. And recently, the prevalence of obesity and injury has increased in Asian country. And due to the different body size, lifestyle, and different culture, the funding from Western society may not be generalizable to Oriental countries, and whether the longitudinal relationship between obesity and the injury differs for different types of injury among a national sample is less well established. Okay, therefore, our objectives were, first, we want to evaluate the relationship between BMI and injury among Taiwanese adults. And second, we want to determine whether the relationship between obesity and injury differs for different types of injury. And finally, we want to examine the relationship between BMI and injury-related expenditure. Okay, in our study, we used a 2001 Taiwan National Health Interview Survey, who consented to link their survey response with their national health insurance claim data between 2002 and 2004. And the informed consent rate is 86%. And then we exclude below 18 years of age, weight, height, or gender was missing. Finally, we analyzed 12,520 adults. And in our study, we have two dependent variables. First, we identify the injury using ICD-9 code and divide each case into six major injury types, strains or sprains, contusions, open wounds, superficial, fractures, and others. And the second dependent variable is injury-related expenditure. The total injury-related expenditure for the period 2002 through 2004 were calculated from national health insurance claim data for each individual. And about the independent variables, based on IOTF Asia-Pacific BMI classification, we categorize each individual into underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese class 1, and obese class 2. And other important independent variables will include gender, age, education, occupation, household income, race, and health behavior like exercise, smoking status, alcoholic consumption. And in our study, we used a cost proportional hazard model to calculate the hazard ratio of injury. Then About the injury related expenditure, because some people didn't occur on the injury, so they didn't have injury related expenditure. And among those have injury related expenditure, the distribution of expenditure is high skew. Therefore, we use the two-part model to analyze the relationship between BMI and injury related expenditure. First, we use the logistic regression to estimate the probability of incurring any injury-related expenditure. And second, we use the linear regression to obtain a prediction for the level of cost conditional upon incurring any injury-related expense. Okay, in our study, we analyzed 12,520 adults, and during the study period between 2002 and 2004, more than 7,000 adults occurred injury, and the crude injury rate was 59%. And the crude injury rate was higher for obese adults than for normal weight adults. And in addition, increased injury rate was found among young adults, low household income, low education, and among people working in a manual labor occupation. Okay, about the cost proportional hazard model, we found there is a linear relationship between BMI and injury, both crude and after adjustment other confounders. And effort control for other confounders, relative to normal weight adults, the hazard ratio of injury were 1.21 for obese class 2 adults and 1.11 for obese 1 adults. And by different injury type, we found the hazard ratio of sustained strains or sprains rose to a statistical significant among persons with a higher BMI. And in addition, we found a low BMI may not a risk factor for each injury type in Taiwanese. Okay, about the injury-related expenditure, we found there is a positive relationship between BMI and injury-related expenditure. And for obese class 2 adults, the injury-related expenditure was 33% higher than among people in normal weight adults. Okay, in summary, this is the first study to explore the association between BMI, occurrence of injury, and injury-related expenditure in Oriental Asian countries. And there is a strong positive relationship between obesity and injury, particularly for the type of strain or sprain. And however, in contrast with Western countries, a low BMI may not a risk factor of injury in Taiwanese. And our finding have a very important implication for the Asian country that the relationship between BMI and injury type may be different between Western and Oriental societies. Okay, in our study, they still have some limitation. First, the weight and height information was self-report. We will say this is our limitation. Previous study have found that women were more likely to underreport their weight, and men were more likely to overreport their height. So, like me, maybe I will underreport my weight. Okay. However, in face-to-face interview are considered more variety and reliable for self-report height and weight. And the second limitation is, although we have higher informed consent rate, there still have some people didn't sign the informed consent, and they have 10% missing the information on height or weight. Therefore, we couldn't analyze these people in our study. And however, because elderly low education are more likely to decline consent and missing the information on height or weight, and obesity were usually more prevalent among this group, and these people are also have higher injury related expenditure. Therefore, we think our funding may just underestimate the difference between obesity and injury. And in conclusion, there is a strong positive relationship between BMI and injury. Specifically, there is an increased risk of strain or sprain among obese people. And based on our study, we suggest that additional attention needs to be paid to strength and balance training programs for obese adults as an injury prevention measure. Okay. Thanks for your attention. Any questions? Yes. You mean our injury related expenditure?
Right. How much more does it cost the government to pay for an obese person injury versus
an obese person? Because in Taiwan, we have a national health insurance, so the government will pay each medical care. Yes, this one. Okay. It is 30% higher than for normal weight.
Any other questions?
Oh, okay. I couldn't see the can't thing was in the way.
In our study, we have only one BMI measure. The problem that, let me show. In Taiwan, based on IOTF Asia Pacific, BMI cut point, the overweight was about 20%, and obesity. May about 24%. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Before we move on to our next presenter, I do want to let you know that Dr. Ramos Valencia is not able to attend, so he will not be giving his presentation. He couldn't get somebody to actually present for him, so we've been giving everybody else more time. So, all right, so we're going to move on to our final presenter, who is presenting in place of Dr. Fonseca, and I'll go ahead and let her get started.